Rashi over here says, Elokim lo sikalel v'scholos or pasuk of Zayin in Rashi, Elokim lo sikalel haloi harezu asara lebirchas Hashem, the asara lekilalas dayin. Both. Rashi says both. Rashi first says this in asara lebirchas Hashem, that means Elokim is Kodesh, and then Rashi says also the asara lekilalas dayin. So it's very unique. Very unique over here. We have one word Elohim. The one word Elohim over here, according to Rashi, clearly refers to both Hashem and to Bezin. So how then do you write it? How then does a Sofer write this? It's very, very, I don't know what the answer is. When a Sofer writes Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah, he has to say L'shem Kedushas Hashem. And if he does not say L'shem Kedushas Hashem, the Sefer Torah, it's possible. So when you come over here to a word like, let's say you have a word, or let's say, Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. If a sefer writes Lo Yilcha Elohim Achim Al Panai and he has Kavan L'Shem Kedusha Sashem, is the sefer Torah apostle? I don't know. Could be it is.
Probably not.
I don't know. You write Lo Yilcha Elohim Achim Al Panai, okay? And you have Kavana that this Elohim is God. So I don't know the halachas. I have no idea. But this over here, Rashi over here says it's both. This is very unique. Since when do you ever have a word, Hashem, Hashem, that's both? So what does the Sefer do? I don't know. Let's see Targum. What does Targum say? Targum Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Dayana lo sakil, a Dayana. So the Targum clearly says that it's Chol. Okay, he says a Dayana, a judge. Lo sakil, v'rava b'yamach, and the great man in your nation, lo tulut, do not curse. Okay, so over here, now, by the way, it says tekalel. He translates the word takil, and the word so'or means tulut. What's the difference between these two words? The word of tekalel, the word to'or, I have no idea. Let's see what it says over here on the side of the page. On the side of the page, which you don't have over here, I'm reading over you what it says, Dayana. I should really get both of you the Sefer. Why not? If we're the only ones we learn together, we should both have the Sefer. Over here it says, Dayana, Ayin Mashkos Avlo Targum Kedas Rabbi Shmuel, Kedas Rabbi Shmuel Mechilta, Shamikra Shalafanev Hu Asor Lekilas Dayan. Okay, Rashi Shakos Av Shugam Asor Lebichas Hashem Sava Kedas Rabbi Akiva Sham. Aha! So this is the Machlokes in the Mechilta. The Mechilta was the predecessor of the Talmud Bavli. It was the predecessor probably of the Mishnayos also. Was it of the Mishnayos? Maybe also. The Mechilta is I think the earliest source. And there there's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Is this Pasuk Elokim referring to Hashem or is it referring to a Dayan? Okay, next. He says the word takil. Yeah. What does it mean takil? Lo sekalel, do not curse. Takil lo shen kalal lo biaramis. V'chem lo shen amikra v'chud tzarech lios tekalel v'os lamid. V'chem darshu lo yikalel lo sekalel v'chud lo yitekim tulut. V'kfelos. Avu yeshom shakamar zogulis lo tezalzel. Ooh, look at that. V'chem a new pshat. Lo shen bezoyen kamo v'ikal v'inecho v'al zedek shakos v'rashi lo sekalel kol lo shen kalois u'bezoyen hu. So same other idea, you think of it doesn't mean to curse. It means do not belittle. Okay, to belittle is belittling the same as a curse. Is that over here? Maybe that over here, that's over here, what we want over here to say, lo takil. Let me see over again. V'chod l'tekim lo Aval yesh oyem shakavonis unkulis lo sezalzel. L'shon bizoyoin. Okay, if that's the case, if that is the case, then is we have over here a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi clearly says Birchas Hashem. Let's see the Rashi again. Rashi says Elokim lo sikalel harezu azhara lebirchas Hashem v'azharas lekilas dayon. Okay, so Rashi says Birchas Hashem means the curse. Okay, it means a curse. And then asar lekilalas dayan. Rashi here is not telling us the translation of the word kilalas. Now the Targum says dayano lo sakil, and over here in this commentator is trying to differentiate between the word lo sakil and the word lo saor, and he quotes the Mizrahi, who the Mizrahi is medayik in the vocabulary, in the words of Onkelis, the word takil in Aramaic does not mean to curse. It means to belittle. To belittle. That's a very big difference in cursing and belittling, which would then mean that Rashi over here is coming to, if that would be true, that the Targum means do not belittle, Rashi over here is coming to disagree. Rashi is always coming to comment. Rashi is always coming to react to a statement of the Targum. If the Targum says Sakil, so Targum learns over here, dealing over here with, first it says a Dayan, a judge. And Rashi right away says, no, Targum, you've been mistaken. We're not dealing with a judge. We're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it says Sakil, it means Birchas Hashem, which means to curse. And the fact that the Targum said the word Takil, which means to belittle. So there's two really, because then if you want to really read this very deeply, you can say that there's a double disagreement between the Targum and Rashi. Number one, does it mean curse?
Birchas is a blessing.
No, so it's a euphemism.
A euphemism.
Whatever you say, right? Because you don't want to, you can't even say those words.
Yeah, you got a good Moshe.
Right. You got a Moshe. Right. Sagi Nor, a blind person has a lot of light. He can see very well. Can't see altogether. It's a euphemism. Right. Okay, so it could be that we have a double machloikis, possibly. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Chaf Ches. Meleoscha v'dimacha lo yisacher. Your meleoscha, the meleo, and the dimacha do not delay. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, a very important Rashi, meleoscha, choyva hamuteles olecha kishetismale tivuoscha lehispashel vehem bikurim. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi says the word mileoscha refers to the mitzvah of bikurim. Okay, we can have a whole shiur tomorrow on bikurim. We can learn about bikurim tomorrow. Today's a great parasha. Mileoscha is the first fruits. Okay, there's so many different things that you have to do when you have grain. Okay, you're not allowed to plant kalayim. You have to make sure you plant on your property. When you plow, lesachre shor v'chamor yachtov. When you can't plant in the year of Shemitah, not before Shemitah, not after Shemitah, and then when it grows, you have to leave over leket, shikha, and peah, and then finally when it blossoms, the first thing you do before you give truma, ma'aser risha, ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ani, and make sure it's not orla. You have to bring bikurim. Bikurim is the first thing, mil, and the term that the Torah here in Parashas Mishpatim uses to describe bikurim is the word milei oscha. What is full? Choyva hamutelos olechel kishetismale tivu oscha lehis vashol v'heim bikurim v'dimacha. What's the word v'dimacha? Dimacha means a mixture. Hatruma, the word dimacha refers to truma. V'eini yoideya mahu l'shoin dema. Rash in his humility writes, I don't know what this word means. Now this is very bizarre. Because if you don't know, so just don't say. Just you know, who would do this today? When Rabbi Meir, when you published your Kisavim on the Zohar HaKadosh, Meir Appeldorf, when you came to a passage that you didn't understand, don't tell me you understood everything. Don't make believe you knew everything yet. Did you write in your commentary, I don't know what this means? You just ignored it. Let people think you know it. Right? You didn't go and write down in your safe, I don't know what this means. You just ignore it. Why does Rashi have to say this? V'eini yodea mahu l'shoin dema. What?
I would do this all the time.
You would do it all the time? Everything you don't know, you would write? I don't know what it means?
Right, I would have a big fat
thing, but
my family would be very fast.
Any other day.
You say, I don't know.
What's the pshat? So let's see over here. Let's go further. Lo sacher, do not delay. The word meleoscha is a term referring to bikurim. V'demacha refers to truma. So may I go tomorrow to shul? You'll ask everyone there in shul, what does this pasuk mean? Meleoscha. Don't look in Rashi. So now you know it means bikurim and truma. Next, loy. Then it says over here lo se'acher. So here, what does it mean lo se'acher? So Rashi, you would think it means don't delay, like I just translated. It's not what it means. Rashi says loy tishane seder hafroshasam. The pasuk is teaching you do not change the order. Don't give truma before you give bikurim. Don't change the order. La'acher es hamukdom, to delay what is supposed to come early. La'achdim es hamukhra, and to bring early what is supposed to come late. Shlayachdim truma lebikurim. Umayser l'shum. Oh, now Rashi over here, he jumps the gun over here. What is he doing over here? Rashi says there are two things here. There is, I guess, a meleacha, meleoscha is bikurim. Demacha is truma. Lo sacher, do not change the order. Once you say the word change the order in reference to demacha, it means also do not give meiser, even though the pasuk does not mention meiser in the pasuk. But because there is an order of when you give truma, when you give meiser, it also means over here automatically do not give the meiser, rishon meiser sheni, or meiser ani in the year 3 and 6 before you give the truma. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Okay, then it says the next thing, b'chor b'necha titen li, give to me. Give me your firstborn child. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Liftoisai b'chamesh sloim in akoyin." The way you give him to me is you redeem your firstborn child by giving the coin 5 coins. Ve'aloi kvar tzivulov abemakim acher. We know this already. This is not a chiddush. El kedei lismech loy kain tase elo kedei lismech loy kan or lismech loy lo kain tase l'sharcha. So shall you do for your axe. Ma b'chor adam la'achar shloishim yoyim p'ydehu shenemar p'ufduyav, those that you redeem v'yivin chodesh tiftek ach b'chor behema daka metapol ba shloishim yoyim v'ach hei nesna l'ka insotu b'chor behema daka. Why only behema daka? What about behema gasa? I don't remember. I once upon a time I learned the Masechta a few times. I don't remember anything. Unbelievable. You forget everything. B'chor behema gasa is also 30 days. What does Rashi say behema daka? I don't know. We got to go look into this. Okay. So in any event, we learned Rashi, a lot of chidushim. Beleyascha means bikurim, demacha means truma. Lo sacher, do not change the order. B'char b'nachat tiden li, don't forget to give me your firstborn. Why do we need to say this? To juxtapose, how do you give b'char to Hashem? Pidyon ben. Why is it here? We know this. To juxtapose it, the next of Kain Tasa, l'sharcha, l'tzaynecha, to tell you that just like a human being, it's a 30 days, so too when it comes to your axe and your tzoin, it says over here. Abcha behemadaka. Why behemadaka? I don't know the pasuk, but first a shor. Abcha adam alach shor shem boidei olush nem boidei min chodesh tifte. Abcha behemadaka metal boishor shem boidei achak nosin lekayin. Okay, let's see now the targum. Targum says bikurach v'dimach. So look at that. The targum was on target. See Rashi over here. I guess he was mashlim the commentary of the targum. The targum right away translates the word milei osicha as bikurach, your firstborn. The dimach, it doesn't translate right. The targum does not translate. Lo te'achar, do not delay. Buchra divnach, the firstborn of divnach of your son. Divnach. Bukhra divnach tafresh kodamai, the firstborn of your son. Tafresh kodamai, separate. So look at the targum. Targum will be the lot of chidushim. Targum, this is kedarko. The targum will never want to allow Hashem to be your friend. So when it says, give me, titanly give me, it sounds like Hashem is a human being. Targum cannot handle that. He cannot deal with that. This is something which shakes him to the core. So he says, "Titenli" means tafresh, separate in my presence. Kodomoy. He changes the translation. It doesn't mean li to me. Hashem is not a person. Tafresh. Now, question. I have a few questions over here before we look at the Mefarsha. When it says Mileyascha, Bikurach. So I guess that means. Bikurach is your, okay, the bikurim, I guess, okay, the first fruits. All right, fine. Now, I want to say a chiddush. Before you even look at the Mefarshim, I want to say a chiddush and come to answer the question as to why Rashi here in this pasuk says, I don't know what it means. Because Rashi, I think with Rashi over here, it's coming, like I told you, the yisoy that even big Rashi yeshivas, I tell this to them, big Rashi yeshivas, they look at me like I'm nuts. Mamish. You think I'm big people. Targum. Rashi wrote a sefer on the Targum. The Targum, he translates the word Mileyoscha, he translates it. Bikurach. Dimacha, the Targum does not translate. It doesn't translate. So Mamela Rashi says, let me explain to you why the Targum translated the word Mileyoscha. And Rashi, Choyva, Hamutelis Olecha Keshetismale Tivuascha Lisbashavim Bikurim. Rashi is explaining the Targum. The Targum says the Bikurach. How does the word Mileyacha have anything to do with the word Bikurim? There's no etymology. There is no Shaychus. So Rashi explains the Targum is explained because the word Mileyacha means that when your produce, when it reaches its maturity and it's mole, it's full, that's when you give the first mitzvah. So Rashi is coming to explain the Targum, says Bikurach. Let me explain to you. Let me explain how the Targum reached that conclusion. Choiva, the obligation, Hamutelis Olecha, Keshetismalei. That's the word. Tivuascha, your grain is mole, Lizbashel, to ripen. Vein Bikurim. So Rashi is obviously coming over here to explain the Targum, because the Targum is the one who says Bikurach. Now, the Targum explains the word Mileyoscha, so now the next word the Targum should explain to you, the word Dimacha, it's Truma. And guess what? The Dimach. The Targum is dead silence. So Rashi went out of his way to explain how the Targum made a quantum leap from the word Mileyoscha to one word translation, Bikurach, and then the Targum is silent. So Rashi says, you know, you expect me to translate the word Dimacha after I went and I explained to you the etymology of how you went from Mileyacha to Bikurim, to be Mazbi the Targum, and then the Targum leaves you hanging in midair, and you're looking at me the same way I came to the rescue. I came to the rescue to explain to you how the Targum jumped quantum leap from Mileyoscha to Bikurach. So you're probably expecting me now to explain to you what the Targum wrote, Dimacha, Dimach. And I'm sorry to tell you guys, I can't help you here. You see, if the Targum would say Mileyoch V'dimach, so Rashi would just ignore the word Dimach. Maybe he will comment on Mileyoch, maybe he won't comment. It's only because of the contrast and because of the principle that I believe my full heart and soul, is that Rashi is writing a sefer on Targum, and the difference in the Targum is night and day. Mileyoscha, Bikurach. He doesn't. There's no remes to the word Bikurim. No remes in the world between these words have nothing in common. Zero. At least from a point of view from the world of etymology, I can't figure out the right word. And a magical, I can't figure out how to say it in English. But from the point of view of etymology, there's no way this makes any. So Rashi bent backwards to be Mazbir, how the Targum made that leap. So you expect now Rashi should continue and telling you Dimacha Dimach. Guess what? Here I can't help you. I don't know what this means. If the Targum would have not done something like this, and Rashi would not be involved in teaching the word Mileyoscha, then Rashi wouldn't, and Rashi doesn't know, he wouldn't say, I don't know. If you have a pasuk, and Rashi's anyway not commenting on the pasuk, Rashi's not going to go tell you, oh, I don't know what this word means. I don't know, so I'm just going to ignore it, because I don't know. I didn't go tell you everything over here. It's because of the Targum. Mayor, you hear my vart?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it fits in because I have a comment that Rashi translates this word phrase like a mitzvah.
Right, so that's... Dema he's saying is a mixture.
Yeah.
And a mixture of teva.
Translates it in
your mixture. Your admixture.
He translates it in, where is this? In Teruma 4a.
What? Dema means a mixture. Right, that's how. What, that's what we commonly but translate
it. If it's in here, he doesn't know how to translate.
Why not?
Not translate. He doesn't know why Targum is using it.
Oh, a Targum. Who, they say that in the English? Article English?
Yeah. It doesn't say like, yeah, because here is a lot of
commentary.
Commentary.
Right, the word dema generally means a mixture. It means a mixture. That's how we learn, right? It means a mixture. A mixture of, that's what tevel is. Tevel, in truma, there's a mixture of truma's meiser. Because when you give the truma to the kohen has to further separate from the truma, from the truma, truma's meiser. So the word dema, but why then is Rashi here telling you, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Let's say the trees are as thin as...
I'm suggesting the reason why he's saying is because Rashi just went out, because Rashi is not telling what I don't know. Rashi's not in the business of telling what he doesn't know. Because he went out of his way in order to explain, I know how the Targum got from the word Bikur, from the word Mileoscha to the word Bikur. That I know. So now you'll expect I should know what the Targum means when he says the word Dimach. I don't know. I don't know what it means. It's only because Rashi did know the word before and made a chiddush. That's why Rashi needs to say, but this word I do not know. If Rashi did not previously make a statement of what he did know, he would just ignore it. It is another proof to our thesis. You get a PhD. You know this, you can get a PhD in. This is an original idea, and you write a whole PhD showing all of these examples. All these examples to prove over and over again that Rashi did not write a perush on Chumash. He wrote primarily a perush on the Targum. And I told this to many people who are very big Talmidei Chachamim, and they're looking like I'm crazy. And what really got me disturbed the most is the new art scroll Chumash Rashi. Not the new version. Not what you have. The new version. It's double the size. They put out a new version of Chumash Rashi. They only put out the first. They ran out of steam. They put out Bereishis, two volumes, and then Shemos. They ran out of, disappeared. They didn't put out the third volume yet. I guess it takes a lot of time. It'll take them time. They'll probably put out Vayikra, and next year it'll come around to whatever it is. But I read the I was very excited, so I read the Hakdama. There's a very beautiful Hakdama, giving you like a little, you know, Rashi, telling you about Rashi. Who was Rashi? It's always very good because there's very little we know about Rashi. Rashi is a mystery man. We really don't know much about Rashi. So I read it very, very carefully. Nowhere in the Hakdama to the new edition, the new version of Chumash Rashi, do they mention anything whatsoever that Rashi wrote his commentary on the Targum. They write that he wrote on Chumash. So I have to have a talk with them. As if they'll even answer the phone. Okay. Article is very good. I love article. Don't get me wrong here. Okay, let's now look over here. Now let's look over here at the commentator over here. Over here on the side of the page, the Ma'at. Sorry, over here, I'm going to read this for you. Bikurach v'cheinu b'mechilta v'gemara v'cheinu k'sev mileyoscha shechia bikurim k'shetesmalei t'vuoscha. Okay, fine. Aval, now he cites Rabbeinu Gershon. Who is Rabbeinu Gershon? One of the Rishonim was before Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershon was before Rashi. Perish shenikru kein lefi shenolon min hamaleya. What does that mean, Kolemar? Shadayin lo hufreshu mimenu klum v'chein. A very interesting pshat. The word maleya does not mean when it's physically ripened. We tie it, according to Rashi in the Mechilta, he quotes the Mechilta, is that it physically has ripened. It's mole. It has grown to its full maturity physically. Rabbeinu Gershom says it's mole because you have not yet taken off any of the tithes. There are a lot of things you got to do. You have to take off teruma, take off meiser, trumas meiser. What else do you have to take off from it? That's it. Truma, trumas meiser, and trumas meiser. At this moment in time, you have done nothing. It's mole in the sense that within it resides the truma and the meiser. and the truma and the meiser and the truma's meiser. It's mole in that none of the biblical obligations of hafrosha, of separation, have been fulfilled. So you have your beautiful machlokes between Rashi, Nanogea Ost, the Targum, and Rabbeinu Gershom just points out is that Rashi clearly describes this being as when it begins. That's why Rashi points out Rashi is coming to reject Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi makes the point as Muleyasa Khivalo Kishatismale Tivuaskala Hispashel. It is a physical ripening. It's now fully developed and grown. Rabbeinu Gershom says the word Muleyasa means that it's Moli, it has within it all of the obligations are still there. It's Moli in obligations of tithing. Okay, next. Then he says over here from Vidimach, Kavanose Litruma, okay, Vitirgum Koloshna Kostel, Fisher Kol Loshna Rami, Demaihu Truma, Avodasare, Omnam Ikolosh and Demohu Aramis, Avoperushoi, Tevua Zazera, Kidemuchach, Bidvarfan, Hachoya Mutol, Alfu Zazera, Ladas Ramban, Radak, Oiperish, Demacholosh and Dimo, Hayotzmino Ein, wow. Kinu l'shemen v'yayin hayeri minagas kidema tears tipa v'yevshar l'farish v'dimachas v'zmin v'yevshar l'farish 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 for what? And therefore, what are you trying to say over here? V'achoy muto al tuas azer tuas azer dima yitz min ayin kinu l'shemen v'yayin. Why therefore who lost dimmer hayes when I kinu the shaman the yayin hayer minagas kidema? What is it? Dimacho lost dimmer yotz min ayin the shaman the yayin hayetz minagas kidema tiba tiba vi evsher the fashion of the most. All right, so think of you a lot of ideas. He said the word dema. Firstly, he says over here chiddush the word dema. Add this to the list of vocabulary words that are not Hebrew words. He first wants the word vidim acha is an Aramaic word. It's not a Hebrew word. Okay, so that's a chiddush. There are two words. Mulei ascha means fullness. Vidim acha. Why in the world would we call truma by an Aramaic word? Aramaic word. Okay, there are many words in the Torah that are not Hebrew. He says over here that according to some of the mefarshim, the word vidim acha, it's not a Hebrew word. Okay, fine. Next. Then he says, V'dimacha means tears. It is a Hebrew word, or maybe it's not. It means like from the eye. The dema'os ayin. Dema, a tear. And if it means a tear, what is it referring to? Now, I don't really have clarity what it means over here. Liquids. Oil and wine. Because when you bring them to the wine press, and you press them, it drips. The oil and the wine, they drip out of the grape and olive, drip, 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 drip. And when it drips out, it's like a tear coming out, like eye drops. Tears. When a person tears, so there's a drop, there's a drop, there's a drop. So to hear, there's a drop. It's a truma. What does that mean? It means that we are discussing over here, v'dimacha, lo sa'acher. What does that mean? Don't delay the bringing of wine and oil. What do you bring wine oil for? Nesachim maybe? Nesachim? When do you bring shemen? You bring shemen for karbonos? You bring every carbon as a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha, you have to bring oil. What other services do you need oil for? Yayin, we need yayin for the nesachim on the mizbeach. Shemen, I guess, is added to the mincha. A mincha, a meal offering, you have to add oil. A loig shemen. Yayin, you add every carbon as yayin. So it seems like Mileyascha, don't bikurim v'dimacha lois acher. I think it makes sense. You know why? Because where do you bring the bikurim? Where do you bring the bikurim? V'nachtoi lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. When you bring bikurim, where do you bring it? You bring it to the kohen and you wave it. and then you put it down, it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. You put it down before the Mizbeach, and you bow down. What else do you do on the Mizbeach? When you bring a carbon, what do? You pour the Nisachim, wine libations, on the Mizbeach. When you bring a meal offering, which is burnt on the Mizbeach, you have to add to the meal offering oil. Unless a carbon chatas. A carbon chatas, there's no oil. But a regular mincha, every other mincha that accompanies the carbon is the oil. So maybe you can suggest that the common denominator of these two words, mila yascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher, don't delay bringing bikurim, don't delay bringing wine libations and oil for your minochas. What do they have in common? They're all three are offered on the Mizbeach, or by the Mizbeach. Lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. But then you have to say, Lo Sa'acher means don't delay. Because according to Rashi, who says that this refers to Bikurim and Truma, it's telling you don't change the Seder, the order. Okay, so then it'll be the whole Dim Shat. Okay, so this is very interesting over here. This is what it means, the word Dimach. Now, what does the Targum say? Targum is garnished. Bikurach v'dimach. Doesn't want to say what the word v'dimach is. Rashi says, I don't know. Hatruma, he says, Rashi does say, not like what I just told you from these other Rishonim, he says v'dimach means teruma. But I don't know. Although I was able to figure out how he went from Mileyascha to Bikurim, I'm not able to figure out how we go from Vidimach to Truma. Okay, the next word over here, Tiforesh Kodamai, separate before me. V'chein Kasa Rambam, Mitz V'zaseh L'Hafrish, Kol Peterechem HaZacharim, Bein V'alim, Mehema V'gnosa Shaf Rashasa, L'Pidyin V'tashlum V'yonuchu K'yikamon Zatoro, Masha Kosav Titen Li. Okay, V'yasipur N'Perish Titen Li, L'Avoydas HaMikdash. Oh. He says over here something very strange. He says the word Ramam says Titen Li does not mean Pinyan Aben. It means every firstborn child shall be designated for the service of the Beis HaMikdash or for the Golun and Koila. And this is the very something which people talk about this, is that in ancient times, I don't know if this is true or not, probably have to study this, that it was the custom, you have a family, and the Bechor would learn in Kollel his whole life. Who would support him? The younger brothers. Okay, not everyone can learn in Kollel, not everyone can go and be devoted to be a Malamed, to be a Rav. Okay, the salaries for, you can't survive on a Kollel check. You can't survive even on a check, being a Rebbe in a yeshiva, you can't survive. Not that you can survive on a regular job, you think you can't survive? You can't survive that either. That's also, you can't survive anymore. But it used to be such a thing, is that the firstborn child was dedicated to serve Hashem his whole life, even though he's not a Kohen. There are Kohanim, the whole family serves in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim, the whole family serves. But regular Yisraelim, you go to work. You have a farm, you have a business. But even in a regular family of Yisraelim, it was the custom, I don't know when, where, how, Chveisnisht, with the Bechor, he's in Koilo. He's dedicated L'Avodas HaKodesh. We have to remember that before the Chet Ha'egel, it was the intent, the plan, that there would be no Kohanim, and every firstborn would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Every firstborn would serve, would be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Due to the Chet Ha'egel, it was taken away from the firstborns and given to the whole Shevet Shevet Ha'kayim. But the firstborn still have a Chelek. So the Rambam says, when it says Bechor Bonecha Titen Li is not referring to Pinyan Aben. We know that already. It means Hashem is telling you every firstborn should be, it's an instruction of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that every Bechor should be dedicated to be sitting koil to be to Avodas HaKodesh. Now, we, obviously, we don't do that. We don't paskin like that. It's certainly not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The rabbi is making a new mitzvah over here. A new mitzvah, never heard of this mitzvah before, that dedicated the firstborn to Avodas HaKodesh. Shocking thing. But was it done in ancient times? I believe it was. But today we don't do this. First of all, who says the Bukhar is cut out to sit and learn? You know, whatever. Fascinating. Oh, and he wants it. Maybe that's what the Targum says. The Targum says, Tafresh Kodomai. I don't know. That's a pretty much of a jump. It's not so clear over here. The one that says this is the Sipurno. So the Sipurno says this, not the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? No, the Rambam says it means Pidyon HaBen, like what Rashi says. The Sipurno says it. That's a Chiddush. All right. So we're out of time here already. So let's review what we learned today. Chaz, we learned over here today. We learned over here only two few psukim. We learned over here today. Elokim lo yisakal, v'nas yamcha lo yisar. Elokim means what? Machloikis. Either means the Ribbono shel Olam or it means a dayan. Lo yisakalel, it means either do not belittle or it means do not curse. Rashi clearly says it means curse. V'nasi v'amcha lo yisar. What's a nasi? A prince, a rich man. A nasi v'amcha lo yisar. Don't curse a rich man. Then we learn Meleascha Vidimachal Sachem. Meleascha means Bikurim. Rashi explained Vidimacha means Truma. Rashi learns don't give it out of order. Rashi told us the etymology of the word Meleascha, and then surprisingly he says Demacha means it means I don't know what it means. I don't know the makar of the word, it means Truma. And then we learn it means Dema means tears, grapes, and wine and oil. We said a chiddush maybe means the Mizbeach, it means the Nesachim, and it means the oil that accompanies the Mincha. And then it says Loisa Acher means what? It means like don't delay. As we said, the don't look out of order. B'chor b'nachatin li, p'dim aben. Titen li means redeem him. Ungulus cannot handle that. So it means separate him. And then the Sipurno says what it means is it means dedicate the firstborn of your children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, by the way, that's what someone has said. There's a very famous verse from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he says, why on Erev Pesach do the firstborns fast? Why? So part of that is because they fast because of the miracle of Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, that Hashem passed over the firstborns. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says another pshat, because the other pshat is very problematic, because the Erev Pesach, all hands on deck. Erev Pesach, every single Kohen was needed. All hands on deck. Because the whole Klal Yisrael brought a Korban Pesach. They needed every single Kohen available. Who felt the pain? The firstborns. Because it was their day in the sun. They had the limelight. All of the Kohanim. They did all of the Avodah for the whole Klal Yisrael. The firstborns were in pain. Because really, this is what they should have been doing on Erev Pesach, bringing the Karm Pesach for the whole Klal Yisrael. But because of the Chet HaEgel, they lost out. So they were in pain. They lost out because of the Chet HaEgel, the Avodah was taken away from them. So therefore, boys, please. So therefore, because they lost out, that is why they fast out of tzar over losing out the avodah on Erev Pesach. So if therefore you see over here the bechor benachem means the bechor, they were the ones that were supposed to be the kohen. See, this pasuk is before the chero ega. This pasuk bechor benachem titen li should be a kohen. Maybe that's what the luna means, because this was before the chero ega. Before the chero ega, there were no kohanim. The firstborns were the kohanim. So that's what the pasuk over here says. They're going to be the avodah. All right, Slate, thank you for coming. Rabbi Leizer, Meir, and Mordechai. I spoke to them. I got to call me. I should call them right now. How they're doing? I got to find. They were in rehab. He was in rehab.
Both of them?
No, him.
So she's hanging around there or what?
I think she moved in with him. That's what it sounds like.
Where are they? In King David or what?
She told me not in New York. In New Jersey? Let me call them up now.
Not in New York?
No, she told me not in
New
York.
Where are they?
I don't know. In New Jersey somewhere?
Would be near the
I don't know.
Okay.
try to find out. All right.
Zayin Gezeit.
Okay, thank you for coming, Mordechai. Thank you for coming. All right, I'll see you soon. Dafyomi soon. Dafyomi in half an hour. I gotta take this call, Mordechai.